tonight. We'll also hang on to a tiny rain chance behind the front tomorrow. You won't feel much of a difference tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, but then much more comfortable tomorrow. The highs Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Lows at night, though, in the low to mid 60s. In fact, I think even near 60 by Thursday night. It's going to be a nice change, and maybe another cold front at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
From the luxurious studios of Blue Water Broadcasting at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery's radio mecca, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. It's 60 minutes of fun, frivolity, and some fine financial advice. You can call David Earnest right now at 272-9228. Are you tired of trying to look after your portfolio yourself?
I can't take it anymore!
Well, never fear, because here comes David Earnest!
And there he is. Where are you, sir?
Right here. Right here.
There you are.
Yeah.
I'm here. Can you imagine that just a minute ago? Just a few short seconds ago. Greg Budell and his gang were in here.
I know it.
How about that?
We're sitting at the throne.
Yeah, we're following in the footsteps of greatness.
Yes.
How about that? But now we're here with the Mediocre Hour. Glad to be here. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. 60 minutes of fun and frivolity and good financial advice. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I am so excited. Maybe some people will call in and ask some questions again today or tonight.
That would be great. The number is 272-9228 if you'd like to call right now. And let's see, out there in the big old world, tomorrow's election day.
It is. Well, I don't know if it's going to be a good election day, but it's some type of election day.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, all the things that are going on. You know, David Woods was in here with Greg this afternoon, and he had to leave because there's supposed to be some sort of a an injunction?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and I believe that.
Why can't people come in and watch the election? Why do you have to keep people out?
I don't know. I think
that sounds fishy.
Well, yeah, kind of like the fox garden, the hen house.
Something's weird about all that. I don't like none of that.
I don't mean to cast no asparagus on this thing, but it's just kind of weird.
That's sort of like Elizabeth Warren guarding your retirement account.
Now, you have been telling me all about Elizabeth Warren and what she's been up to. You want to just kind of mention
well,
some
yes.
of the things?
If folks remember a guy named Phil Graham, who was a Republican from Texas, he's no longer an elected official, but he was one for a long time. He helped put together retirement plans. Him and Roth put together the Roth IRAs and a lot of the IRAs and worked on things. So he's an expert on what should and shouldn't be in a retirement plan. Okay. Well, he says that Elizabeth Warren's Social Security plan will destroy your pension plan and hurt retirees. And people going, well, what? She's supposed to be for the little person. No, she is for the wealthy. The spin on this thing is that she's for herself, she's for political power, and she's going to destroy 401ks indirectly, and she knows it, and she don't care because she wants to get power.
I guess so.
Okay, so essentially how this thing works is this. I'll read it here. Elizabeth Warren's newly announced Social Security plans will damage, this is Phil Graham, will damage the financial security of retired Americans, according to former Senator Phil Graham of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy Americans are only bit players in market capitalism, while many people of all income levels rely on corporate investments in one way or another. Now, he said, I'm worried about the impact that it's going to have on retirees and old folks, and obviously being an old folk, he's affected.
Yeah.
He said, if you listen to Warren, you get the idea that she's talking about rich people paying the dues and everything like that.
Yeah.
You need to understand that they're just small people in the realm of everything. He calls them bit players.
okay? But essentially, he claims that 72% of stocks, and this is the catch, 72% of stocks in American companies are owned by pension funds, 401ks,
mm-hmm.
IRAs are invested to fund annuities and personal insurance benefits. If you change this, where these organizations have to pay more taxes, more fees, and are damaged, what does that do to the stock market and the pensions and the 401ks? So she's for the little person?
Mm-mm, it doesn't sound like it.
She's also was a big advocate for the DOL. Now, I know that there's a lot of mixed feelings about the Department of Labor's rules on what they call fiduciary, okay? But these things were done in England. They were done in a lot of other socialist countries. It's what I call them, socialism. And guess what? The little guy can't get a financial advisor. I called up a good friend of mine the other day who's gone in what they call the RIA, okay, business. Mm-hmm. I picked up the phone. I said, hey, you know, you want to talk about this? He said, don't send them to me if they don't have $1 million. This is what Elizabeth Warren is pushing. The little guy can't get help if her plan goes through. No financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
With the DOL plan and these other things, she's going to hurt the stock market. She's going to hurt it where people can't get an advisor. Because why? Because she wants to push something that helps the rich and hurts the poor. Helps the little guy. Hurts the people in the middle. Mm-hmm. And that's the story that needs to be brought out. When she gets out there and says, hey, I'm for the little people, she's not for them. And so, you know, that's the reason why I'm telling it like it is.
Hey, man.
People need to know that she is not for the little person. She's for herself, and she's for people, being taxed.
Okay. Hang on.
We got a caller?
We do.
All right.
See, but you have to keep talking until I come back.
Oh, okay. I'm saying here what you do.
No.
Hit buttons, okay.
And we do have a caller. Let's see if it works here, because you know me.
All right. There you go.
All right. Are you there?
This is
Weeks.
This is me. This is Weeks.
It's Weeks.
Hey.
Weeks,
yes, sir.
You're on with David Ernest. Hey, Weeks.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man. If I was any better, they'd come get both of us.
Oh, well,
there you go.
That's
there
like,
you go.
Like twins.
I got a question. Sure. I got a question. I'm a young guy. I'm younger, but I'm in the process of. I'll put it this way: next fall, I should be in med school.
Wow!
Oh, congratulations! Congratulations!
Thank you very much. It's not finalized yet, but I'm hopeful and confident. My question is this. I don't know that I'll be going into the military or anything like that for this, and you know, having the taxpayer help me with my fees for med school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my question is this: what would be my best option for loans?
Student loans. The standard procedure is, you know, to go through the ones that are guaranteed by the government. The negative, uh-huh. The negative side to that, Weeks, is that is your name, right, Weeks?
That's correct.
Thank you. That is his moniker. Sure.
That's what your mother named you. I guess, or your father.
So how long were you in labor?
Weeks.
Weeks.
No one. The problem with those type of loans are that you really can't untangle them very easily. Now, when you get out of school, there may or may not be these programs that are available that you can go to. But a lot of times, like if you go to a rural area and you serve for a certain amount of time in a rural area, mm-hmm. you will be forgiven of your loans. Yeah,
you'll get paid in eggs,
yes,
and chickens and stuff.
So what do you have any
idea? I'm aware of these programs. And guess where is rural?
Where?
Millbrook.
Really?
Well, they could use,
yes,
a good doctor.
Well, hey, there you go. Then if you... I did not know that Millbrook was considered a rural area. Well, that might work for you.
But my question is, I was able to go through my undergrad, and I've actually been a working professional for about 10 years now, and I've just been picking off my prerequisites. So I'm going in about not quite 10 years older than your average med school student.
Right.
My question is essentially, you know, because I was able to go through undergrad with no loans. And so the loans are new to me, mm-hmm. and I'm not a fan, but I had, you know, at $200,000, I don't have much choice.
No, you don't. You know? No, you don't have much choice at all. The negative side, and I'm sure you know this, of those type of loans is that you cannot discharge them with bankruptcy. You cannot discharge them at all. The only way you can get rid of them is die or pay them off or be forgiven by one of those programs.
Mm.
To my knowledge,
if I do die, let's just, I'm not planning on it. But will those pass on to my wife?
No.
Okay.
They will not. Yeah. No. They do not pass on. They will be applied against you. In Alabama, of course, these loans, they don't require a spouse to sign anyway. But in Alabama, we're not a community property state, so as long as a spouse doesn't sign for any kind of loan, they are not obligated, as long as you keep your assets separate. Where a lot of people get into problems is when they mix their marital assets, and then they can come after them on your loan, even though they didn't sign. But so my recommendation to you is, do not mix your marital assets if at all possible, and keep your business assets separate. And you know, don't mix a lot of assets that you don't need, you know, together in the future.
Sir. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Weeks, we appreciate you.
All that.
Appreciate you calling, and call us back anytime. 279.
Wait a minute.
That's your phone number. 272-9228. Your phone number
is 279-7431 if you want
exactly
an appointment.
Right, yes. Yeah.
All weeks. Complimentary appointment. I like it when these professionals like that call in, because that gives me a little bit of, you know, something to think about.
Yeah.
You know, because I like talking to people like that when they have these complex, I call that a complex question.
Yeah.
You know, so that, you know, I can help them make some decisions.
And, you know, going to be a doctor, I mean, that's pretty noble.
Yeah, I forgot to ask him. I guess he's going into general practice if he was going to do that, or, you know, or internal medicine or whatever you want to call it, family medicine. I assume that would be what he was going into, but I forgot to ask before he left, so he can let us know at a later date.
I don't know how many folks can say this, but I knew up until the day he passed away, I knew and visited the doctor who delivered me.
Really?
The guy who first brought me in the world and smacked me one was our doctor for forever. And I actually went to see his son after his dad retired.
Does he remember smacking you?
Well, no. He's
Well, I mean, did he remember?
Yeah, he was always telling me something. There was a story about my mama says she didn't. She was just, you know, she was not serious. Well, she was probably serious about what she said. She said that she didn't want to take me home. I looked like a drowned rat. And he said he would take me, but that didn't didn't work out.
Your looks have changed.
Yeah, I'm sort of just a big old rat now. You know? 272-9228 if you'd like to call David Ernest. And we could just take a little break here and play something special here.
Oh, really?
If you want to. Well, it's just kind of a new commercial.
Oh, go ahead.
We got a new commercial for the program here.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll be right back with more Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
And we're back with the Health and Wealth Show, 6:16 in the evening. Remember, Election Day is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We want to get out early because, what do they open at? Like 7.
Got to get there. You got to do it tomorrow. It's very, very important that we vote tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
And if the election is on the up and up and everything's square, that's fine. But it's sounding a little, you know, I'm sorry. It sounds a little hanky to me.
It's just, you know,
say the least. They don't want anybody in there seeing what they're doing.
Just think about that. I mean, that's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Why would they not want you to see what they're doing?
Uh-huh. It's just,
I mean, what gives?
If I was in that position, I would want everybody in there asking questions, pointing at stuff. What's that do? I mean,
what's there to hide?
If you win an election and there's something like that hanging over you, it's just kind of it's not going to go away. It's going to hang over you.
I mean, I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
It's above my pay grade, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, getting back to that Indian. Excuse me.
You know, they got really mad when she did that. Had the test, and she's like 1,250th.
Well, the other weird thing about it, I think that they did it on her mom's side, which is the mitochondria DNA,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't even show, you know, hardly anything up. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just not like, what? There's not much there. If you go back, we're all kin. You know, if you go far enough back, you're going to find a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Something about this 3-hour tour on a boat and this old guy, his family. No, that was Noah.
Well, Elizabeth Warren unveiled her plan, which would increase monthly Social Security benefits by $200 for every current and future beneficiary.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. The problem is, if she give you $200 and she takes away $1,000 per se,
that ain't gonna
on
fly.
Your pension,
that ain't gonna work
because of the thing gets in trouble. What did she do? You know, that the whole thing is just smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make a bit of sense. You cannot put that monkey on the back of the American public. They can't take it. It will break the back of the economy, what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it makes no sense. It's not even economically balanced. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's an unbalanced budget,
well,
so to speak.
My lovely wife, Donna Kay, said mm-hmm. something the other night, and it made a whole lot of sense. She said that she thought the Democratic Party, as it once was, is over with. There's not anything left of it now. They've just become
socialist.
Well, that and just like it's like maybe if we tell this long enough, people will start to believe it.
Well, in the financial arena, like what I do,
mm-hmm.
if they start, just for example, when you see these minimums, it says the least I'm seeing now is $250,000 minimum.
Now, that's a minimum for what now?
For a lot of these financial folks.
So they won't fool with you?
No, because they can't.
Unless you've got 200.
The reason why is the system that's been set up won't work.
Uh-huh.
So what they want is to destroy the commissioned guy, the brokers, and the folks like me. They want to destroy that system. And when they do destroy that system, then people who have less than $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million will not be able to participate. They will have to go to the internet. And, you know, the thing is, most people don't want to talk to a computer or trust a computer for certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that need to be done old-fashioned way, and that is to sit down and listen. I mean, would you like to go to school and there be no teachers?
Well, you could, you know, have
I mean,
more,
you,
have
let
more
a computer,
freedom.
Sit there in front of the screen and just touch let the computer tell you everything. Fire all the teachers. They're overpaid anyway, right?
Well,
that's a joke.
I know where you're going.
Don't shoot me. They're underpaid, okay? So the thing is, all these systems are being turned upside down. And you got folks like Elizabeth Warren at the root of it. So if she gets in there, we're going to have a hard economy. It's not going to work. It's going to go down. It's not going to be in good shape at all, because mm-hmm. the things that she wants to do will be destroying the interest, the inside, the infrastructure of the economy will be hurt, will be damaged.
272-9228, if you'd like to call in. Ask David about your retirement. You can, you know, I've been up here before, and I know that, that's, you put the microphone in one little place, and it will actually
I was looking for somebody to trying to pull that microphone away from
you. It could be. And, you know, somebody said something this afternoon. Greg had a caller. Greg has good callers. But Greg had a caller this afternoon. Not that we didn't have a good caller.
We had a real good caller.
But somebody said that classically, or just usually, the Democrats throw money at something. They never solve anything. They don't fix anything. They just throw a bunch of money on it. And then when that's gone, they want to get a bunch of money. But you know where that money comes from. It's from you and me.
Of course.
And it's just, I don't think I'd be, what's the word I'm searching for, called out on it if I said that, because, I mean, you just look at it through history.
Well, all you've got to do is look at these other countries, like England. I pick on them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the European nations. What's going on with them? Again, financial help,
mm-hmm.
financial advisors, whatever you want to call them, 60% of the nation can't afford one. Why? Because the system doesn't work. They can't sit down with them because it's not allowed, because they can't do the system.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the commission system, the way it's put together, won't allow it. So what's happening, they claim they're trying to protect the little guy, but they're hurting them. See, what do you call it when something does opposite what it's intended to be?
It's ironic.
Ironic, okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Whatever it is. It is ironic. The thing is, they claim they're trying to help the little guy, the middle class and the poor, but they fix it where they can't afford the system. It's crazy. And then they don't get, you know, the opportunity to talk to someone like me if they price us out. In other words, force us into the system that we don't want to be forced into.
And something else, too. This thing with Elizabeth Warren, all the crazy stuff you hear. And then they're going on with this impeachment thing. It's like they do something to distract you from what's going on.
Yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to run the distraction. Is exactly what you're mm-hmm. saying, what you're talking about. In other words, they distract you. They tell you they're trying mm-hmm. to help you, and they're really hurting you.
Now,
that's kind of weird.
I do one magic trick. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I do it. When you finish the magic trick, you've got one hand is empty, and the other hand, you're pointing at the empty hand. Well, 10 times out of 10, and maybe 11, whatever you're trying to hide is in the hand that you are pointing with.
Right.
That's what's happening. We're getting that pointy finger, not a good finger either. And they're just trying to fool us, like this the whistleblower thing. They got another one now.
Oh, there's supposed to be another whistleblower.
I know.
It's
just
crazy.
I don't understand.
Well,
I'm just a simple man.
You know, in the past, I've talked a lot about how to put together a pension that won't be picked on by folks like Elizabeth Warren. How to put together a pension that won't be destroyed by the stock market going down
mm-hmm.
if she's involved. I mean, listen, the system that I use needs the stock market. It needs to be able to survive and thrive. Okay.
Right.
The breaks that we put on there is if we have a free fall, we don't fall, okay? It's sort of like what not didn't happen over at the Disney World ride the other day where the gondolas got
in. You were telling me about that, and that's the we used to call it the sky bucket. So that's the thing you're riding in above the ground, and it's way up there, and you can see everything.
Yeah.
And so two of them ran into one another and got stuck.
Yeah. So even the Disney World, Disneyland, Fantasy World is dangerous. Either you're going to get eaten by an alligator
And I don't mean that in a bad way, because that was a horrible thing that happened to that child.
It was.
It was a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have a crashing gondola, which I saw the gondolas the last time I was there. They were not working because they hadn't put them into play yet. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have something that's not been proven or you know, worked on enough or used enough, should I say, do you really want to be the first person to fly a new airplane?
Not only if I'm Howard Hughes and I'm not dealing with a full deck there.
You see what I'm saying? You don't really want to be the first hundreds of thousands or whatever the numbers are that, you know, I think they said they were pushing through 3,000 per hour or something at Disney World.
Think about, and this is so stupid because I don't know why I'm bringing it up, because I can't think of the guy's name, the first guy to go into space and orbit the Earth. It wasn't John Glenn, or was it? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was John Glenn.
Yeah. Think about that. John, we got this bomb. We want to set you on top of it and shoot it into space. What do you think? How much does it pay? I mean, you know, and basically, I think they were in the Navy or the Air Force,
right?
And that was their job. And you just think about though that the first one to do something is liable to be the first one to get killed.
Yeah,
or hurt.
So, do you want to be the first generation that has to experiment with Elizabeth Warren's philosophy of taxing the stock market from its profits and hitting all these rich people that provided jobs for you or for me or for us? In other words, we work for these rich companies. We work for these rich people. And, you know, I mean, there are small businesses, but they're spinoffs. In other words, I have a small business, but it's a spinoff from billion-dollar organizations called insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Okay? So what happens is we're relying upon them to be able to make a profit. If that gets shut down across the board, you're going to have a catastrophe. And that's what doesn't make sense. In other words, what she's trying to do is tax the rich, but when she wants to tax all these companies, she's taxing every one of us. In other words, you can't tax everybody's pension and claim that you're just taxing the rich. Most people own pension money either through an insurance company or through something. So when she starts doing this stuff, it's going to, if she gets in there and she gets control, just like she tried to do the DOL fiduciary thing and crash everything.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that Trump came in and untangled that at the last second. This man, and he's been blasted left and right, ridiculed and all these things, but what people don't understand is that he is one of our last hopes. If these people get in charge of all this stuff, I'm so upset about this because I do not want to be involved with people's pensions being blown apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I keep preaching about this. If you get older, as you get older, let's get safer in a guaranteed way. Let's don't just adjusted in a assumed guaranteed, or not a guaranteed, but assumed safer way. Let's get to the guaranteed way. And the government, in its so-called wisdom, has started putting in what they call income plans inside the 401ks until, I don't even know that they're there yet, okay? But they're saying, hey, if we don't put them in there, if we don't do a little bit of what David Ernest has been doing, the whole system might crash, is what they're saying, in a roundabout way. And, hey, I kind of like it that they're using some of my ideas.
I would call them up and say, hey, come on, you know, throw me a bone here. 272-9228 if you'd like to call in and ask David a question. Ask a question about your retirement. Ask about your student loans like this gentleman did just a while ago. Weeks. How long were you in labor? Weeks. That's how you got the name. 272-9228.
He sounds like he's going to be a good doctor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hopefully, you won't have to sit in his lobby for weeks.
Yeah, I think he said he was about 10 years older than the normal.
He'll be good. He'll do good. He's going to be a good
over there, good Millbrook. Physician.
Yeah,
you know, hanging out his shingle. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got lots of doctors that are friends and clients of mine, and you know they have the same problems now that everybody else has. What Obamacare came in, it wrecked the system. You know, Obama made deals with the devil drug companies.
You mean he talked to Oprah?
Yeah.
Because Oprah is the devil. You didn't know that, did you?
Well,
she is, really. Oprah the devil.
The thing is, you know, there's a medication that I take right now.
You've told me about this. This is crazy.
It was like $15 a month, and now it's $3,000.
Well, there's something that I take. I'm a diabetic, and I have neuropathy.
Right.
And whatever it is I take for that neuropathy pain is becoming a controlled substance after the first of the year. And yeah. I'm like,
what is it? It's not neurotin, is it?
Gabapentin.
Oh, that's it. That's what gabapentin is, neurotin. That's going to be a controlled substance.
That's what they say.
Well, there you go. A generic gabapentin is going to probably cost $1 million a month.
I know.
And crazy stuff going on, man.
And as I have gotten older.
Yeah.
And people say, Rusty, how old are you? Well, I'll tell you, I'm not quite 60, but I'm just about there.
Mm-hmm.
You're 21, 22, you go to the doctor to give you a shot, you go home, everything's great. But as you get older, you have to go to the doctor more, and they give you more pills, and you've got more ailments and everything. So I can kind of see how it is for folks on fixed income that have to pay a lot of crazy amounts of money for medicine. I take a lot, but mm-hmm. I don't take as much as some folks.
Yeah. Well, I sat down with my folks that are about to retire,
mm-hmm.
and I don't charge for any of this. We sat down, and I don't sell these products. I go over them with them, okay?
Right.
Medicare Advantage plans, I have to know that stuff forward and backward, okay? I know the difference between the Blue Cross plan and the Viva plan. And then you got the United Health plan and all these other, you know.
I got that cheap insurance. Double Cross?
Double Cross plan. Yeah, I've heard that. And I've learned a lot about, like, okay, if you go to Tuscaloosa, these hospitals, you know, used to, if you go to Tuscaloosa, they were taking you to Bryce. Is that thing still up there?
I don't know if it's still open or not. We used to hear about that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
We used to have one here in Montgomery.
Yeah. All these things are cutting.
What was that?
That's another problem.
Grill Hospital here in Montgomery.
So, anyway, the thing is, these hospitals get jealous of, in other words, like, they don't like Viva at Tuscaloosa. They won't even, you know, they'll take it in an emergency. Mm-hmm. But here in Montgomery, you can use all the plans. And the reason why is because these hospitals have to negotiate the fees and they get cut way down. But if there's not any competition, and Tuscaloosa don't have as much competition
right.
as Montgomery. Listen, this proves that competition, even in the medical world, works. And there's one person, I can't remember who they were, but I'm, you know, I think they were conservative, pretty sure they were. They said, I know how to solve medical problems.
Yeah.
In other words, the price and the cost. You know what they said? Just put the price on everything and let us see it. In other words, when you go into a hospital, you don't know what it's going to cost you.
Right.
You don't have any earthly idea. You start putting the price on these, you know, like, you know, for a knee surgery, this, you know, for this, no mm-hmm. surgery, that, or whatever, you know, heart surgery, this and that, the other. It'll come down. The prices would come down. It's called free enterprise competition. Right. And I see these things working with these Medicare Advantage plans. For example, Medicare Advantage in some of these counties, say like in DeKalb County and Jackson County, they pay more for some of the products than they do in, say, like Jefferson County and Montgomery County, and it's because of competition. Like my mom was on Viva, and she was having to pay $28 in DeKalb County. She moved down here, we changed her address, and now her premium is zero. So, and it's a great plan. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. And mm-hmm. so is the Blue Cross plan, but there's advantages and disadvantages both. You have to sit down and look at it. But the point I'm trying to make is competition. Medical could be a lot cheaper. Drugs companies have ripped us off. They made a deal with the devil to get Obamacare in there, and we're paying for it right now, just like we're going to pay for our pension with Elizabeth Warren. If she gets in there, she's going to ruin the stock market.
And you mark that down. David Ernest said it today. And I just want to mention something real quick. You know,
what's that?
We have an event coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be on the 26th of October. That's the Saturday before Halloween. Well, why don't we just let this handsome guy here tell you all about it?
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, and it's all free! All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
I think that wolf got it just a little bit off there.
Yeah, more information is always a good thing. And this is going to be lots of fun. We want everybody to come out and hang with us. I understand Elvis is going to be there.
Right. There's going to be a lot of gifts and things there.
You mentioned somebody would be there playing music for Elvis.
Bobby Moore of the Rhythm Aces and some members of the band will be there.
Oh, now that's worth the price of admission. Price of admission? Well, it's free.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And we're going to have Rick Barra. How do you say his name?
You got me.
Rick, the guy that did the thing, he's a client of mine, Rick.
Rick Bargery.
Bargery. Rick, I don't mean to slaughter your name, man. That's why I have Rusty to make sure I say it right.
He's Rick. I'm like, Eve DiCardo? I don't know. But it came to me all of a sudden. So he's going to be there.
He's going to be doing the what you call a PA in karaoke and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind
of
stuff.
That's great, man.
And then we may have some other folks there who's going to play like a, you know, saxophone and stuff like that with the band.
And the weather's calmed down just a little bit. I didn't get out till late this afternoon, and I was just marveling at how nice it was.
We're going to have that trunk or treat. My wife wants to do some of the trunk-or-treat stuff. And then there's going to be a lot of business stuff, like the pizza folks are going to be giving away some pizza.
Yeah.
And the salon folks are going to be giving away discounted haircuts and, you know, perms or whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the nail guy is going to be involved or not, but he probably will. And Anytime Fitness now is going to be giving away free gym memberships.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to be in town tomorrow before this.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to ride on over to the gym and work off my lunch. I'm supposed to eat lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's really good place to go.
Hang out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's common knowledge that if you do a little bit of workout, you live better and longer.
Mm.
Yeah, at least better.
Well, that's always good. Get the blood pumping, you know.
Yeah, it does it, yeah. Yeah, but so the other thing that's going to be so interesting is we're going to have all these decorations. There's going to be several tents set up, and there's going to be those jumpy houses that kids jump around in.
I always say jumpy house or bouncy house.
Bouncy house.
Kids love those.
Yes, well, they do.
The adults love them, too. But
I know, because the kids get out of there.
You're supposed to get them out of there, you know. But,
yeah. But it's going to be great. And we're going to have a radio remote.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who's going to be doing the remote yet. It might be Dr. Sam. It might be you. It might be both of you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That'd be something. Have me and Dr. Sam in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. But all those free gifts and all that fun, hope it doesn't rain. So you can't say that we don't have fun with our clients and our radio audience and all our friends, because we usually end up having one or two really good events every year. And we're going to invite all of my clients and all of our friends and all the radio listeners and everybody. And it's all practically all free.
Yes. Even if you get like a gift certificate to Folcarelli's or to the Man Cave or Gary or whatever.
Well, that'll be a discount. That'll
be a
discount.
You get like
if you got $10 off, for example, and then the haircuts are like $20.
I mean, that's
you're only paying $10 for a haircut.
That's
you know?
A pretty good deal.
You doggone right it
and
is.
And you and I talked about this. We may have some stuff here before long to give away. Just, you know, you call in and maybe. I want to do this. Let's see what you think. Health and wealth trivia.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because I'm big on trivia, and I know a bunch of stuff people don't know. And,
oh, wow.
But,
That'd be fun.
We'll give them like 30 seconds to get one or two right.
Right.
You know, just ask them questions till they get something right, you know.
Yeah. We could give away T-shirts.
We got any T-shirts?
No, but we'll get some.
We could get some T-shirts. Just don't put my picture on one. I was in Spokane, Washington, and they put our pictures on a T-shirt, and it was the strangest looking thing to see your picture on a T-shirt. It just was odd.
Looking at yourself, it looking, was just at, looking at weird. Somebody looking at you.
And yeah. Then they put us on billboards one time. That was really odd.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was like cartoons. It wasn't real life. You know?
Oh, yeah, those guys.
I look better as a cartoon.
Yeah.
6:41 now.
We don't have any call-ins.
No more
financial questions.
Phone lines open.
No one has a question about their finances. None whatsoever.
272-9228. That's the number you call to get Greg Budell with three men and a lady. That's the number you call to get Joey and Jack with news and views.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number you call to talk to Joey and Dan Morris. And then again, when you call that number in the afternoon from 3 to 6, you get Greg Budell. And he has a host of people with him, so just whoever happens to be here.
Yeah.
And now, this time of day, you can call us.
Yeah.
If you're not too tired, because all that calling all day.
Well,
long.
You know, a lot of times people are out there eating and relaxing.
Mm-hmm. But if you hear this and you're thinking, you know, I need to go talk today, but I got this 401k laying over here, and I know it's just not really making the money it should be making. I need to call David. All you have to do is call 279-7431, 279-7431, and you can set up an appointment. Go see him. Absolutely free. No obligation. And on, let's see. When are we on TV? We're on TV Sundays mornings.
At 5:30 a.m. on Channel 32, I believe.
Right now, and then after... after football season.
We're going to get back on maybe a in the evening on a weekend.
We need to make some new ones. And
We got like, 10 shows?
Yeah, but we need to make some new ones to have in the can so, you know, we have just a bunch to send them, you know.
Yeah, I like those. I like those shows. Those were fun.
They were a lot of fun.
And I was impressed with your talent. So, you know.
Well, I don't know. I just.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. You know, I've always been able to do this. I don't know.
What's your knack?
I don't know why, but
it's your knack.
I've got some videotapes at home that I had transferred to CD or DVD. And these were movies where I got my friends together when we were like 15, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did one like, you know, where the good guy's there and the bad guy comes in and he ties the girl to the railroad track and then the... She gets rescued. That kind of goofy stuff, you know. Shot them all. You couldn't shoot them on 8mm and then piece it together. You had to shoot it in order.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it was edited together, like in a studio. And I've often, you know, who else, 14, 15, 16 years old, could do that?
Not many.
Probably like, what's that guy? Hitchcock, maybe. I think of Alfred Hitchcock was ever a 16-year-old. He's I wonder what this would look like. And, you know, he would put the movies together.
Yeah, weird, man.
I want you to climb up in that tower and fall out. You know?
he's anybody who wants a bird to peck your eyeballs at is a weirdo.
You know, that movie, I don't think that movie has a soundtrack. I don't think there's any music or anything. It's just
scary without it.
It is. Birds pecking you on the head. And
When I think of Alfred Hitchcock, I always think of the birds, you know.
And Psycho.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a crazy movie.
That's everybody keeps doing, you know, remakes of
None of them are as good.
No, they never are.
When I went to the movies recently, me and my friend Randy went to the movies and saw the 40th anniversary re-release of Star Trek, the motion picture.
We enjoyed that.
I'm just like a super nerd, you know. I like this thing they do. It's called Fathom Events.
Uh-huh.
And they put movies like you don't see in the theaters. Like I went to see North by Northwest.
That's a good
with
one.
Cary Grant.
Yeah.
And there was another one I can't remember. But they're always a lot of fun. They cost a little bit more, but they're fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. They might have my movie up there one day.
Oh,
says, he shot this when he was 16 on 8mm.
I would like to be remembered as the person who saved their retirement plan. You know, say like the 401k rollovers from a potential catastrophe that's around the corner. People say, well, it ain't going to happen right now. You know, that's when it happens. When people say it's not going to happen, right? Who knows when it's going to happen?
Nobody
knows.
The trouble I see.
And so, you know,
as you get older, mm-hmm. you need to be more, in you know, postured more in the defense mode, you know, than you are in the attack mode. But because why? Because you don't have enough time to recover from the fight that could occur if the market goes down. The scratching and the clawing to get back up, you know, and it takes time sometimes.
Exactly.
And so that's why I keep preaching this. I mm-hmm. keep saying, you know, you need to understand that you need to be ready for your long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
There's programs that will put together long-term care in addition to guaranteeing income, in addition to self-completing if you get sick or hurt before it gets there. And there's programs that will guarantee his income. They'll double or more than double in 10 years. So if you're like 55, you put in $100,000 for income purposes, it's guaranteed to be at least $200,000, no matter what the stock market does. Now, I'm not talking about cash out. I'm talking about, you know, income. Okay, but in addition to that, it might double in the cash out too. But that all's dependent. Okay, but the other problem is what if you get disabled, or sick,
yeah,
or hurt, or sued. You know, if you didn't do all these things right, somebody's going to potentially take your investment away. And that's the reason why I talk about reverse compound interest all the time. I say reverse what could happen. Let's go in reverse and make it good. Let's make it pleasant again. In other words, let's change the bad into the good by doing reverse compound interest. If you live too long or if you get sick, mm-hmm. people go, what in the world are you talking about? Well, that's why you need to come to me and talk to me about it. These are programs involved with the insurance companies that guarantee your pension can't go away. Just like I said earlier, the government realizes that they've got to put some of these programs inside the 401ks. I don't think they've happened yet, but they're scared not to, because if they don't and people don't roll those 401ks out in time to be able to get to these income and guaranteed products that do all these things I'm talking about, they could be a disaster, you see. And Elizabeth Warren ain't going to help it. She's going to make it worse with all these taxes she wants to put on pensions.
I don't know if I said it last week or not, but I probably did. I'm going to stop saying it, but it is the truth. It was Margaret Thatcher who said, socialism is a great plan until you run out of somebody else's money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're doing something with your money,
mm-hmm.
that's your business.
Right.
If you're doing something with my money, we got a problem.
Exactly.
And you need to be wary. You need to be informed.
Right.
Arm yourself with knowledge. Is something that I've heard said many times, and it's a fact. And a fellow, I know a guy who has much knowledge in this area. His name's David Ernest. I can't reach out and touch him, but he's just right across from me here. And you can call David at 279-7431. You'll probably get the answering machine. But he will call you back, and he'll say, hey, we'll go sit down. We'll talk. Maybe we'll have a cup of coffee, maybe a slice of pizza or something. You never know. And as I said, the call is free, and there's no obligation after you go in the meeting. But I believe if you are as smart as I think you are, you'll be thinking, you know, I really need this guy to help look out for me. As a matter of fact, I know one fella who I've known for many years who's just really thinking about how he got you to look after his stuff and how good things are going to be for him.
Yes, yeah. He came out really good this year.
I'm going to tell him he better send you a Christmas card. But you can call David Ernest at 279-7431. And we've got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
We can fill that up.
You know, well, Social Security, you know, we've talked about this several times.
Mm-hmm.
But Elizabeth Warren is, you know, she wants to crash the stock market, from my viewpoint, to increase Social Security. You know, Social Security is in trouble. And treating it like a socialist would treat it, in other words, tax, is the way they're going to attempt, just like they did the Obamacare thing. Obamacare is nothing but a huge tax system.
Mm-hmm.
That gave all the drug companies a lot of money, hurt a lot of hospitals, hurt a lot of doctors. A lot of physicians now have to work for hospitals because
mm-hmm.
they can't afford to be on their own again. Again, it hurts small business. Obamacare
literally destroyed the medical profession that was small business. Literally destroyed.
And do you know, of course you know this, but Obamacare, it was the first time in history, in the history of our country, that citizens have been required to buy something under penalty of, under the law. Yeah, they can come get you.
Yeah, right.
Get your sack of cans or something.
They penalize you tax-wise.
I know.
But, you know, freedom of choice is what we want. We want to be able to choose our own 401k person. We want to be able to choose the product that might fit us. You know, we don't want the government. This is, I'm speaking from the majority of what I think most people want.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the government saying, well, you know, this is what you need over here, and we forbid you to do anything else but this. In other words, you will put all your money into this pension plan. We will pull it out and give it to who we want to, when we want to. And if you die, we're taking it away from your children and your wife and everyone else. But we'll give them a survivorship at half. If they die, it all goes away. You know, these kind of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you roll it into your own IRA? And if you die, your family comes out with more money. You know? Why do they have to control a 401k plan like Elizabeth Warren wants to do? Why does she want to tax it, destroy it, or fix it where you can't even afford a financial advisor because you got to have $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million before they even talk to you?
Do you think maybe they want you to be dependent upon the United States government?
Obviously, they do.
Uh-huh.
So you'll vote for them, and that's what they're wanting, and they're buying votes. They're forcing votes.
Yes, they are.
That's what they're trying to do.
And that throws back to like a third world country. You know, the guy is he's the president for 40 years, but they have these elections and there's nobody else running and he gets all the votes. So, you know, he wins again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no freedom of choice there. So freedom of choice is a big thing. You should be able to pick up the phone. If you want to call me and talk to me about your financial plan, you should be able to. You shouldn't be forced into doing something that the government wants you to do that may not really be good for you.
No.
You know, and that's all I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, freedom of choice. And don't tie our hands up where we can't improve ourselves. If you want to take a little more risk, we should be able to take a little more risk. If you want to protect what we've had, they should be able to call a David Ernest and protect what they've got. They shouldn't be forced into a system that's socialistic and you don't have any choices. Or be forced to pay a fee that you don't want to have to pay.
Nobody's had to do that before.
Because why? Because that's the system they want. Just like they do in England and Canada and all that. Look, those systems didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If 60% of the people cannot afford a financial advisor or person like me to sit down and talk to them, do you think it worked?
Well, my question is, our friend Bernie Sanders, and I don't wish anything bad on anybody, because I've been there. I've had that same thing that he had. He's had these stents put in and everything. Do you think he would have been better off with socialistic medicine?
Yes.
You think he would have?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
You're trying to tell me something. What is it, something that you can tell me?
Disclosure.
Oh.
Yes. We need to play a disclosure.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes.
Well, we need to get you a dry erase board because, you know.
I'm over here making gestures and faces.
I'm like, I don't know about this
Yeah, we got to follow all these guidelines for protection.
Let me see if I find it here.
Again, yeah. You find it there. Well, I'll keep talking.
Yeah, you know. Keep them occupied while I'm looking
for it. You know, the thing is, we do provide disclosures. If you come and sit down with me, I give you all the disclosures, and you should get them, and and then we email them to you too. You know, this bait and switch that a lot of folks do are not revealing all the negatives. Products have negatives just like they have positives.
Yes, they do.
But here's the thing: if a product doesn't have some negatives, it's not going to have a lot of positives. It can't. Why? Because it can't survive or exist. So you can't find it?
I cannot find it.
Okay. I'll do it in a roundabout way.
It went away.
Yeah, okay, so it went away. So essentially, disclosure is this. Wait a minute, you found it? Okay. the disclosure is that, you know, you need to, whatever you're told on this station could be different and all this kind of stuff. And
okay. Okay. I did find it.
He found it. All right. Play it.
Let's see here.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
And so that's there right there. I don't know. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, everybody has freedom of choice, and everybody needs to know the good, bad, and ugly of everything, right?
That's exactly
and
right.
You don't need to be hoodwinked and told that something's going to help you when it's going to hurt you, like Elizabeth Warren's trying to do your 401k. She says she's for you, but she's against you. Now, she needs a disclosure. And maybe she needs something more. I don't know.
I tell you what, people who are have nut allergies need to watch some of these people because they are nuts.
I mean,
I think if somebody had a peanut allergy or just a nut allergy and they bumped up against Elizabeth Warren, they would be in like anaphylactic shock or something.
We do not need to have a lot of strings tied to our business world. We do need to have some rules, of course. Yes, of course, that protect us. But we don't need a lot of strings tied to us. It hampers growth. It kills us.
And we don't want that.
We don't want that. And that's what they're going to try to do.
We want it to grow. We want your money to grow. And to do that, call David Ernest at 279-7431. And we're going to back on out because it's about that time.
I've had a good time.
It's a lot of fun.
Vote tomorrow.
Yes, get out there.
Do not forget. It's very important.
Yes.
And if you try to go in there and see them count the votes and you get thrown out, holler real loud.
I'm sure there's going to be some something on the news about it a little later on.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is join us again tomorrow, right here, same time, same channel, for Health and Wealth with David Ernest and me. Maybe we'll talk about Elizabeth Warren some more. But just be careful out there. Don't hurt your hip. See you tomorrow. 3 nights ago.